This is Mo Oster, MISNY's Senior Vice President for Legislative Affairs. As I speak, the legislature is still here in Albany and will be back on Monday attempting to close out the legislative session that is scheduled to end next Wednesday, June 19th. Many people are predicting that it could extend to next Thursday or Friday based on the bills they're negotiating. To begin with, MISNY, working together with many specialty societies and public health advocacy groups, achieved the enactment of legislation this week that would assure that medical contraindications are the only acceptable exception to New York's vaccination requirements. That legislation passed the Assembly and Senate on Thursday in a boisterous state capitol mobbed by anti-vaccination protesters. It was then immediately signed into law by the governor, one of the rare instances when something's immediately signed into law. MISNY will now be working with the DOH to help educate physicians about the potentially new demand from patients to assure their children are vaccinated in time for the school year beginning in September. However, we also continue to face many other threats in the waning days of the legislative session. There is growing momentum to legalize the recreational use of marijuana, and the trial lawyers are pushing hard for several different types of liability expansion legislation, including one proposal to expand how wrongful death damages are awarded, such that one actuarial estimate has indicated that it could increase premiums by as much as 47%. 47%. Please follow the links in MISNY eNews to send a letter to your legislators expressing your strong concerns with these measures. MISNY also continues to work on various bills to address health insurer abuses, including legislation to prohibit mid-year formulary changes and legislation to give physicians necessary due process rights when their contract is non-renewed by an insurance company. On the federal level, MISNY is also working with several other state medical associations to assure that federal surprise bill legislation under discussion in Congress is consistent with the comprehensive and acclaimed law that was enacted in New York a few years ago. The problem is insurance companies are pushing members of Congress to create a default rate, an in-network insurer-defined default rate for out-of-network emergency room care, which would be disastrous for New York physicians and particularly for patients in the ER when specialty care is needed in the emergency department. With so much going on now, please make the grassroots contacts requested in MISNY eNews and remain alert for further updates. Speak to you all next week.